Good afternoon, Allstate, Anna speaking.
Hi, may I speak to Jim?
Mask is calling.
This is Ruben from the Bank of Cardiff.
Jim has actually passed away 2 weeks ago, but his wife is here, and she probably would very much like to talk to you. Can you hold on just a minute?
Of course.
Okay. Hello, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. This is Ruben from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I'm just calling Jim to follow up with him, but I just heard the sad news. Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this account. How much is owed? It's my responsibility. How was he paying for it? That kind of stuff. And I talked to, are y'all associated with, what was the name of it? No, that other one yesterday. That was something different, wasn't it? That was different. Okay. I talked to somebody else yesterday about another similar type loan, so I was confused. Can you tell me about this? I've got to, probate is going to be calling me in the next few days, and I've got to be able to tell them all of his expenses.
Okay. So this loan we funded with Everest. I don't know if that one rings a bell.
That does. I've seen something on paper saying Bank of Cardiff, Everest. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And this specific loan, the term length is about 5 months long. And I can get you a current balance. Give me 1 second here. 18. And current balance on that is around $10,700.
All right. And when you say 5 months long, what do you mean? It has to be paid back within that length of time?
Well, that's the term length of the loan. So the loan was pulled out just last month. Oh, I'm sorry, in August. So usually, see here. You're looking at either late December or early January. Again,
right,
depending.
So it has to be paid off. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And then the daily payments on it are $164, which you probably see in the bank statements.
I don't have access to those at this point.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. See, that's my problem. I'm trying to figure out all of this until the probate does what they do and gives me permission. My hands are tied. I can't.
Yeah.
The bank has put a block on all of the accounts except the business one, but I don't have access to that either. So.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you mean he was making payments daily, or y'all were drafting it daily, or what?
Yeah. So there's a daily ACH on the account. So every day those payments are getting taken out automatic.
Do you know which account it's coming out of?
I have here BB and T.
Yeah, all of his are with BB and T. Which,
and the last
number is?
Yeah, the last four of the account number is 6347.
All right, that's the business account that they cannot block.
Okay.
There's no money in it.
Oh wow.
That I'm hoping is going to be remedied soon. So in the meantime, all of these. I'm sure every time y'all draft, is $164 per day that they're drafting?
Yes.
My goodness.
Yeah. These loans are designed for shorter terms to be able to
mm-hmm.
get paid off a lot quicker for the customer,
mm-hmm.
so that's why they're daily
mm-hmm.
payments rather than monthly payments.
All right. Now, when is the last time y'all were able to receive a payment?
That information, I don't have that here.
Don't have that?
Yeah.
Because I know there's been about, I've got about 6 or 8 overdraft notices that have come in on that account.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, let me have your phone number, Ruben, because as soon as I can pay this off if I have to. I don't even know what my responsibility is at this point, you know?
Yeah, right, got you.
I just need you to be my contact person. So what's your number?
858.
Mm-hmm.
299.
Mm-hmm.
6008.
All right, 858-299-6008.
Yeah, and I'll also send you an email. Is it okay if I can take your email down?
Sure. Send it to my personal email,
okay,
which is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Shea, S-H-E-A, 54@gmail.com.
Okay. And is there any other specific information you need that way I can gather in the meantime and maybe I can email it to you?
Oh, gosh. I don't think so. Do y'all need a death certificate from me?
I can find out for you of the things we're going to need, and then I'll shoot you an email if it's easier for me to call you. But let me find out what's going to go on here, and then I'll definitely let you know.
All right, and let me give you my cell phone number, because this is the office number.
Okay.
Just in case down the road we're still communicating and you need me.
Okay.
It's 864.
864.
293.
1634. 1634. Okay,
yes.
Perfect. So I have everything.
And I do, I do need you to find out for me, and I realize this is a loan that he took out. I don't even know why.
Yeah.
I'm sure it had something to do with business. I am not attached to this business in any way, shape, or form. My name is not on anything.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I need you to find out for me what responsibility is now with the balance on this loan.
Okay.
And just let me know if you need a copy of the death certificate. I'll be glad to fax that to you, or mail it if you have to have the original.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and do that, and then you'll hear back from me pretty soon on that.
All right. Thank you, Reuben. And the email is going to come from who? What's it going to say?
It's going to come from my work email. So Reuben R Sandoval at Bank of Cardiff.
I'm sorry. Say that again. R
Sandoval.
Sandoval at Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
I just want to be looking for it, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Thank you, Reuben.
All right, Karen. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.